It is a somewhat disturbing text which greets us this first Sunday in the season of Advent. Well-known text, a text we've heard many, many, many times before, but disturbing all the same, because the images that Jesus uses in this text are somewhat unsettling, to say the least. Giving us examples in his call to being alert for his coming again, Jesus uses some very, very sharp, some very intrusive, some very, very disturbing images. Obviously wanting to draw his hearers' attention to the importance of being ready and on the alert when he comes again. He gives us the image of a flood. He gives us the image of a kidnapper. He gives us the image, the well-known image of the thief in the night. All very disturbing and all very final. When a flood comes, there's not much that can be done to stop it. As a matter of fact, nothing can be done to stop it. The flood is somewhat final. It has the final word. A kidnapper. Well, that's kind of very intrusive, is it not? Someone going about their daily business totally unaware, and all of a sudden they're taken. And the thief in the night. How dare anyone come into my home unannounced, unwanted, without my say-so? You get the feeling. Jesus says, this is what your alertness must be, to realize that his coming is not something that's going to take time. I used to tell confirmation classes, when Jesus comes again, we're not going to get the news break on the TV, you know, the special report, breaking news. Jesus just left heaven, and his estimated time of arrival here is, let's say 3 hours. Get your acts together. It's not the way it's going to be. Elsewhere, Jesus says it's in a twinkling of an eye. In the amount of time it takes you to blink, he will be here again. And so he says, be alert. He is coming. Of that we are assured. When, we don't know. And now, if you were to walk up to someone and ask them this simple question, how is one ready for his second coming? I'm not going to argue the fact that he's coming again. I believe he's coming again. But please tell me, what's he talking about here? Be alert. How can I be alert? What is alert to him? And here is where many, 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 I believe, are going to start waxing very eloquently. They're going to start filling us in with all the do's and don'ts of alertness. If you do these things here, boom, 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 and avoid these things here, boom, 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 you will be alert, ready for his coming. Certainly, Jesus doesn't mean just sit around, withdraw yourself from the world in which I have placed you to live, and sit and watch the skies each and every day. Must be something else. It's got to be, do this, avoid this, you are alert. And that, I think, is what is a lot of this alertness teaching is comprised of. And most often, the list of do's and the list of don'ts correspond directly to the Ten Commandments. This is the revealed will of God. Be doing this, he will see you as alert. Maybe so. Maybe so. I don't know, though. I have to say that at the very least, to be true to the text, Jesus doesn't tell us here what comprises alertness. We don't hear any list from him. Do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that, you'll be fine. Therefore, I wonder if the call is rather to take the general corpus, the general body of Jesus Christ's teaching, and say, here is where he tells us that alertness is. Well, then we get just a little bit different picture, don't we, of alertness. One of the big problems that Jesus encountered in his ministry was people did not recognize who he was. They didn't see him as the Son of God. They did not see him as the Savior from sin of this world. And therefore, I believe that the first and most important step in being alert for his second coming is that we remain true to his teaching on who he is. We remain true in our faith conviction that here is the Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, who has come not of his own bidding, to do his own bidding, but to do mine, to fulfill the will of God for me, to earn forgiveness of sin for me, and to restore my standing with my God, which my sin had obliterated. Be alert. Recognize at all times and in all places who I am and what I have come to do. And the entire teaching of Jesus centers around one other basic fact, and that is, we cannot save ourselves. No matter what we do. Jesus made this very clear. And therefore, I believe being alert means to be centered upon that truth. That I, by my own doing, cannot save myself. That He must save me. That He doesn't empower me to save myself. He has to do the saving. And He has done just that by His life, death, and resurrection. If we maintain our position, our faith centered on those two basic facts, everything else will fall into place. Those do's that we do, those don'ts that we avoid, will begin to come naturally. We'll be born out of that faith that Jesus has shown me undeserved love, that He has come to my rescue, that He and He alone has saved me. And I seek to repay. Now, I don't believe being alert consists of what we do. I believe wholeheartedly that being alert consists in what He did and believing in that. And then when He comes again, all will be well. As sharp and intrusive and disturbing as these images may be, they speak of a time of our redemption, of our vindication, of our being taken home at last to the land where we long to be, to the land of our Father, to the eternal mansions of heaven. Be alert, Jesus says. Pray that we remain in the true faith, and we will be ready to greet Him when He appears.
Amen.